Dishmaya, getting started with the perek in Biyam Darkecha on Dveikut. Dveikut, we started last week, the introduction, what it is, clinging to Hashem, attaching myself to Hashem, knowing that at my core, I can't exist without being connected to Hashem. So that means I am connected to Hashem, but then there's levels of how much you live that out in your day-to-day life. In your mitzvah, do you learn Torah with Dveikut? Do you pray with Dveikut? Do you walk through the street with Dveikut? Do you always feel that you're clinging to Hashem no matter what you're going through? And tonight, we're going to talk about how to acquire Dveikut. How to actually attain it and acquire it and bring this avoda, this work of clinging to Hashem, into practicality every single day. Zat Hashem. Now we have a big question. How do we merit a Dveikut? How do I get used to feeling the reality of Hashem? How do I arouse my heart to feel godly light? To connect to Hashem with love, and to want to be close to Him, to want the relationship with Him. We're going to try to open the gate a little bit, Bezat Hashem. To go into the true life, life with Hashem. To clarify the main paths of doing this, and how to really acquire it. First things first, we have to know שכול דרכי הקניין שיתבארו, all the different ways that we're going to explain to acquire דבקות, סבלנות, צריכים סבלנות והתמדה. Two things are needed. סבלנות, patience, and התמדה is consistency. כי כל דבר אמיתי נקנה בעמל. Any true thing is acquired with hard work. Right? Footnote, ואם יתמיד בלו הדרכים שיתבארו עוד ועוד, if you stay consistent with these different ways that we're about to explain in this chapter, אזי לאט לאט, and slowly but surely, יזכה להרגיש שזה מעמיק יותר ויותר, you can feel that you're getting deeper and deeper in this idea, בעמקי ליבו, deeper in your heart with it, להתקרב אל השם יתברך, in this connection of closeness to Hashem, עד שיזכה שהמחשבה בהשם יתברך והתשוקה עליו תתפוס את כולו, until you merit to your feelings towards Hashem and your thoughts are completely all day long busy about finding Hashem in your life, ולא ירצה להסיח את דעתו ממנו, you're never going to want to take your consciousness off of Hashem, right? אפילו רגע, even for a moment. כי בתחילת העבודה יש לאדם רצונות אחרים. In the beginning of the work, people have different desires. והוא צריך לכפות את עצמו להיכנס להרגשות רוחניות. You have to force yourself to go into these emotions of holiness, of spirituality. Right? In the beginning, you want other things. You want to go to the movies, you want to go to the beach, you want to go do whatever it is. Right? And then you start to make tshuva and you're like, oh wait, hold on. Like, I know what I should be doing. So you force yourself to try to connect to going to shul. Or to learning. Everybody, whatever their avodah is. Some people like going to shul, some people like learning, whatever it is, right? But there's things that for sure, every single one of us have to force ourselves to try to feel, to try to connect it, right? You have to be very, very careful with this. You have to do it in the proper way. You can't force yourself all the way. You have to slowly but surely grow in it, according to where you're at. Afterwards, you merit to really ascend and to purify yourself. ואז הוא מתהפך להיות רוחני יותר. Then you flip to actually be more spiritual. הוא מרגיש שזה רצונו. And you feel that this is like, you know, this is the proper will. ולאט לאט הוא מרגיש, and slowly but surely you feel that you have, that you don't have any desire for all these other things that are of lower meaning in this world. אלא עיקר חשקו לאור השם יתברך ותורתו ועבודתו. You're what's your main desire? The light of Hashem by way of His Torah and by way of the different mitzvot that I do to serve Him and to pray. וכבר אינו צריך כל כך לכפות את עצמו. You don't have to force yourself so much to connect to going to שחרית or to learn Torah. אלא מרגיש שזה רצונו. That no, I feel like learning Torah. I want to go. I want to wake up in the morning and get out of bed and actually go pray. I feel like doing it. וככל שמתעלה, the more you work on this, the more you ascend, כך רצונו מתגבר. So too, your will overcome other things. עד שמגיע למדרגה, until you get to a world, to a level, שאין לו בעולמו שום חשק ורצון, until you get to a point that you have no desire besides to seek out Hashem's light by way of Torah and Tefillah. That's the intro. First things first, first way. How do we acquire Dveikut? First way, Emuna. Shorosh HaDveikut Hu Ha'akara Ha'bihira B'mitziyut Hashem Yitbarach Imanu. What is the first step, the root of Dveikut? Recognition, a clear recognition of the reality that Hashem is with us. בוודאי כל יהודי מאמין שהשם יתברך, והשם יתברך. Every Jew for sure believes that Hashem exists. אלא שלפעמים זה מתכסה. It just gets covered up sometimes. כי כאשר אדם רואה את הטבע ועניינו, when you person sees nature and all the different fine details that go into nature into this world, זה עלול לגרום לו לשכוח את השם יתברך. It can cause a person to forget that there's a God that created so many different details. ולכן תחילת הדרך להשיג דבקות היא, then for the beginning of the path of trying to acquire דבקות, what is it? להגביר ולחזק את האמונה, to strengthen and to increase your אמונה. והשאר לאמונה הוא כוח הדיבור. What's the gate to get more אמונה? The ability to speak, the power of speech. דיינו להתרגל לדבר עם השם נדבר. Get used to talking to Hashem. Having a relationship where you actually, you have conversations with Hashem and you talk to Him. ולהחשיב בפניו את אשר, ולהשיח בפניו את אשר עובר עליו. Talk to Him about what you're going through. Let Hashem know, I had a great day, I had a bad day, I felt bad when I did that, I should have done this better, I wish. I'm talking to you, Hashem, because that's, I'm taking it to the root, you know. I start to get used to talking to Hashem and to tell Him everything that's going through your heart. לפרוק לפניו את הלב. Spill out your heart in front of Hashem. Get it all off your chest. כמו שמדברים עם קרוב, like you would speak to your good friend or to your family member. וגם לבקש ממנו, להתחנן לפניו, to ask Hashem for things and to beg Him. כמו שעשה אדוננו דוד, like our master David did. ששפך את ליבו לפני הבורא יתברך. He spilled his heart out in front of Hashem. Right? Completely. בכל מיני לשונות. In all these different types of languages. וקרבה גדולה, with great, great, great connection to Hashem. So to all of the servants of Hashem and His lovers, this is the way that they acted. Everyone according to their way. כמו like the Bala Achovot HaLevavot, the duties of the heart says, and the rest of the different works of the Avodah, talk to Hashem, Rabbi Nachman, everyone says, talk to Hashem. You have to be in a relationship with Hashem. If you don't talk to a person, how can you say you're in a relationship with Him? וטוב לקבוע זמן מסוים לקבוע לזה. You should set certain times to do it. To talk to Hashem and talk about everything that's going over here in your day. Your aspirations, your successes, your failures, everything. Not only that, you have to take time throughout your day to steal time, he says here. יחטוף זמנים. Steal time. To be able to turn to Hashem, whenever you have a small thing, Hashem, I need 20 shekels to get lunch, to get cigarettes, whatever it might be. Everyone according to where you're at. Talk to Hashem and say, Hashem, I need it. Like, yeah, I could get it. Where I could ask a guy. But why would I ask a human being first without asking Hashem? First, at least, talk to Hashem. And then, go do your ishtadut in this world. But first, start with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. וככל שאדם מתרגל לדבר עם השם יתברך, the more a person gets used to talking to Hashem, then the reality of Hashem is more felt by him. It's more tangible. והוא חי אותו יותר ויותר. You feel it and you live it more and more. And this is the fundamental cornerstone of all of the work of Dveikut. גם חשוב מאוד, is also very important to get used to speaking and thinking of Emunah. Speaking and thinking about Emunah. Speak with when you come to talk with friends and also to yourselves. Words of affirmation, whatever it is, meditation. You talk to yourself and you think about Emunah. And you say about everything, Be'ezat Hashem, God willing, Im Yirtze Hashem, if Hashem wants it, V'yomer V'yashanen, and you say and you repeat, She'en Tefa Ba'olam Klal, there's no nature in this world at all. Ela Kol Hashem Dibar Chosei, Hashem is doing everything. V'chol Me'ura V'inyan Yifaresh Oto. Anything that you go through, you explain it. You explain it. You went through something. You go to give over the story to yourself in your heart when you're contemplating what happened in your day, or to another person. You had some kind of event that went on. Tell the truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent someone to do something to me like this. Hashem made me do this today. Hashem gave me this opportunity today. This sequence to go through. That's the true look on it. Not He did this to me. She did that to me, right? וככל שיוסיף לדבר באמונה, the more you talk about אמונה, even if you don't feel it so much completely, the אמונה grows in you, grows. It's a muscle. You work on it. It's growing and growing. כמו שדרשו בפסוק, like it's written in the pasuk in the verse, האמנתי כי אדבר. I will believe my אמונה will be according to my speech. האמנתי כי אדבר. שעל ידי דיבורי אמונה, by way of speaking about אמונה, אדם זוכה לאמונה, a person merits אמונה. Included in this, ללמוד ספרים המדברים ומלהיבים לאמונה. Read books that talk about אמונה. Right? They might be a simpler learning, but really they're building the cornerstone. It's a lower level, so to say, of it's not as deep intellectual thought, but you're building your אמונה, you're getting the most important clue that we have. וכן בספרים המספרים מעשי צדיקים, so too in the books that tell the stories of the צדיקים, and stories of Ashkecha Pratit. להתרחק מאוד מעיתונים וכתבים. Push yourself very far away from newspapers and the news. שמסתכלים על כל דבר במעמד של טבע, that they look at everything from the point of view of nature. And in a footnote here, in order to receive true dvekut, צריך גם לקבל אותה דרך צדיק שמבוטל לגמרי לשם מדבר. You have to really receive it from a tzaddik that's nullified to Hashem. כי על ידי שאדם נוסע אל הצדיק, by way of you traveling to a tzaddik to connect to him, שכל חיים דבקים בהשם מדבר, their whole entire life they're clinging to Hashem, ויודעים בשלמות שאין עוד מלבדו, they know completely that there's nothing besides Hashem, ומבטלים את כל המציאות אליו התברך, they nullify this whole entire world towards Hashem, והוא מקשר אליהם באבותות אהבה, Hashem connects them in his heaves of love, יכול לזכות שתשרה גם עליו ההשגה האמיתית בזה. By way of you being connected to that person, innocent by association, right? The opposite of guilty by association, innocent by association, now you start to get God's light that's going to come down on you as well. So the way we connect to people that are really nullified to Hashem, you are who your friends are. Right? You are who you connect yourself with. If you're connected to a person like that, you're getting from that light that's coming down on him. Got Hashem. Second way. So first way was Emuna, right? Talking about Emuna, speaking with my friends, speaking to Hashem, talking to Hashem about big things, about small things, about everything, setting the time to talk to Hashem, building that relationship through speech. Second way is contemplation, itboninut. Ahava yira v'dveikut. Love, awe, and dveikut. Nasaf tzarich le'oret libo le'argish ahava v'yira. You have to arouse your heart to feel love and awe of Hashem. וכאשר יהיה לו אהבה ויראה, when you have love and awe of Hashem, respect for Hashem, יכול להגיע לדבקות. Then you can get to דבקות, which is the outcome of the combination of the two. ודרך לזכות לאהבה ויראה היא, the way to get to אהבה and יראה is to contemplate and to think about the reality of Hashem and how great he is. וברוב אהבה שואב אותנו, כפי מה שהאדם מתבונן בלוקות, כך הוא זוכה להידבק. The more you can contemplate on godliness, the more you're going to merit to cling to Hashem. Ve'enu la'ashkia zman, le'shevet levad, to take time, to invest time, and to sit by yourself. Ve'la'amitz et ha'machshava, to put effort in your thought. La'amik ulitbonen, to go deeper and to contemplate on the greatness of Hashem. Shi'u zman otuf, for a certain period of consistent, of uninterrupted time. Ve'kumo she'katav ha'rama, like the Rama, in Shulchan Aruch writes, כשהתבונן האדם שהמלך הגדול מלך מלכי המלכים השם דברך אשר מלא כל הארץ כבודו עומד עליו ורואה במעשיו מיד יגיע אליו העירה. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch in the Halakha book, the more a person contemplates, right? Meditation in a Halakha book, yes, we're Jews, right? The more a person contemplates on the great king מלך מלכי המלכים, the king of kings, Hashem Yitbarach, God blessed be He, Asher Melech Chol Haaretz Kevodo, that the whole entire world is filled with His honor and glory, Omed Alav Veroeh B'Ma'asav, Hashem standing on top of you and watching your actions, Miyad Yagi Alav Ha'ira, straight away you're going to have fear in your heart and respect for Hashem. Right? And there's more purified, there's more cleaner souls, Miyad Mitoreh Libam Nargish, straight away their hearts are aroused to feel, V'yesh Tzachim La'amol Yoter, there's those who need to work on this more. וגם אותו אדם יש ימים שמתעורר ומשיג בקלות יותר. So to that person that it's hard for him, even though then he has days that it's easier for him. ויש שצריך להתאמץ, and there's those that you need to push harder. ולפעמים האדם מתאמץ ולא מצליח. Sometimes the pushing this person is trying hard and they're not able to. צריך שלא להישבר. You have to not get broken. אלא האדם מצידו צריך להתאמץ. A person on his side has to work hard. ולעמוד בפתח ולהשתדל להיכנס ולשמוח במה שהשם מתפתח לו. You have to try to go into the opening, into the doorway, and be happy with what Hashem blesses you with. Wow, so deep. Ki ikar haderech lizkot ledvekut hi al yedei atmadat hamachshava b'Hashem yitbarach. Right, the main way to get it is by constantly thinking about Hashem and working hard in your contemplation and godly ideas, and godly concepts. And you go deeper and deeper as much as you can in the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shuit boninut she'en shum davar chutz mimitzvot Hashem Echad. But what is Shema Yisrael? It's a contemplation that there's no reality besides Hashem. V'tov la'asok b'sfarim ha'kadoshim ha'mirdavim b'yichud zeh. Yichud Hashem. It's good to think, to learn about books that talk about the Yichud of Hashem, like we do every Tuesday, Baruch Hashem. We're not talking about books of research and intellect of mankind. The rabbis already told us to stay away from these books. And even though you have books that were made by big rabbis, right? We're not meant to read them. Because they were made for a certain period and a certain type of people. We're not in those situations, right? So we don't read those books. Specifically books that are written according to Kabbalah and Arizal and Zohar and the Hasidim of Baal Shem Tov and Rashash and Sfarim Mekubalim. These are the books that we read, right? And all this Hasidut. Why? Because that is of the true knowledge of looking at Hashem at the core of everything and not trying to explain to a person that's rooted in nature how the nature is really Hashem and like going the long route of philosophy, right? We're already Baruch Hashem. If we're able to learn this book, we should be learning other books that are written in a similar fashion, right? Mizat Hashem. V'tzarich lezeh atmada gdola la'atmid v'atbonenut gdola b'mitzvot Hashem itbarach. You have to have consistency to really be able to contemplate on the reality of Hashem with love and with fear, and with by way of that you can get to dveikut and to feel the feeling of Hashem itbarach, and by way of this, v'yadata hayom v'ashivot elevavecha. Right, when we say in the end of the first pasuk of Aleinu Leshabeach, that you knew today and you returned it to your heart, because Hashem, He is your God and there's nothing besides Him. The more a person is able to get out of nature and what he sees with his eyes, the more you can see the spiritual reality of Hashem, then you're going to have dwelling upon you even more light of Hashem. Then the creation feels Hashem with his whole heart. Then he starts to feel amongst him tangibly the pleasantness of the light of Hashem and the radiance of his honor. All of the pleasure of this world together is zero compared to that feeling. Right? You have to work hard and contemplating. He's not saying, once he didn't say this is an easy thing to do. He's saying it's only by way of working hard. Specifically, it's only going to be by way of making an effort to spend time contemplating the greatness of Hashem with love and fear. It is hard work and you have to be consistent with it and to feel it. V'yagata u'matzata ta'amin. You worked hard and you start to feel it, believe in yourself. It's true what you're feeling. If you spend time working on this and you actually start to feel more the light of Hashem on you, believe it. If you didn't spend time consistently working on this and you think you're feeling it, you're not there yet, right? Torah tefillah, Torah and prayer. Zman ha-muvchar liskot livknot livdvekut hu, the most choicest, best time to merit to acquire dveikut is when you come to pray and when you come to learn Torah and when you're doing mitzvot. If you're doing it from a true seeking out of the connection with Hashem, any word a person prays or learns, you can cling to Hashem by way of it. Until you merit to feel the godly light. We went in this deeper in different places. And the dveikut that comes by way of the Holy Torah, this is the dveikut in Hashem Yitbarach. Because they are one. They are really one. Hashem's light is inside the Holy Torah. And it is the inner aspect of the Torah. The kechol shemarbe belimud, the more you increase your learning, biritzifut vatmada, uninterruptedly and consistently, biun uvedvekut, right? By looking deeper into what you're simply reading, looking deeper and really focusing and really trying to get to the core of what you're learning, and by way of wanting to cling to Hashem, kach yamik lichiyot et hamitziyut haruchonit. Therefore, you're going to be able to go deeper in living out this spiritual reality. The power of the light of the Torah is a very powerful light. It also burns up all the evil that's inside a person. שהרע הזה הוא מסתיר מאדם את האור האלוקי. That bad that we have inside of us, that's what conceals and hides the light of God that's inside of us. וגם מאיר את אור השם יתברך באור יקרות. It also starts to give over the light of Hashem that we do have and that comes through us in a way, way brighter way. בתוך הלב, in our heart, in the core of our heart. What's a way that we can help to get into this? When you come to start learning Torah and to do a mitzvah, ישקה בתוכם וידבק בהם. Completely sink yourself in, invest yourself. להשקיע in Hebrew is also to be like shakua is like to be like stuck in something, like you're sunk in kind of, but it's also to invest. Why? Because you're invested, you're like, you put yourself in there completely, right? באופן שיחליט וירגיש שאין לו עכשיו שום עניין אחר בעולם חוץ מהמצווה הזאת או את הלימוד הזה. I have nothing in the world right now besides this learning. I'm here right now, it's a mitzvah to learn Torah. It's a mitzvah to unify Hashem's name. It's a mitzvah to learn with other people. It's a all that I'm right now busy. Nothing in my life matters right now besides this. Right? I'm using this for the example, but it should be any mitzvah that you do, shacharit, anything, you have your phone on you, put your phone inside. You're there for an hour. That's all you have. Be completely in it. You know, put ourselves in these things, and then we start to really see that, like, no, I'm invested in it. I'm trying to work and cling with Hashem. How? By not letting myself even get distracted. That's a way to acquire something, to learn consistently. And when you come to sit to learn Torah in your house by yourself, put your phone aside. Every time you take your phone, it interrupts the Torah learning. Now you're starting again. It's not one consistent. You didn't learn for an hour. You learned for 7 minutes, you learned for 6 minutes, and then you learned for 10 minutes. You didn't learn for the full time, right? There's different qualities, so we have to be conscious of this. In the beginning, it's hard for a person to find the light in what they're doing. The more Torah you learn, from a will to cling to Hashem, so too, the more you try to seek out the light, the more the light is going to come and dwell upon you, and this pleasantness, this supernal pleasant feeling is going to come down on you. The more you're able to feel the sweetness and the pleasantness of the Torah, siman hu shu yitzliach levatel me'at min ha-mechitzot. It's a sign that you've been able to remove a few more blockages along the way, that they conceal the light from you. Then you have holy names. Another step is holy names. So far we've had emuna, we've had contemplation, which is meditation in modern terms, right? Contemplating on the greatness of Hashem out of a place of love and awe. Then we had Torah and tefillah and mitzvot in general. And now we have holy names. Rabbeinu Arizal gilanu etza gedola v'nifla'a. The Arizal, zkuto yegen alenu, right? Our 500-year-old mayor here in Tzfat. He's the ruler. Right? The Arizal, Baruch Hashem, revealed for us an amazing, amazing piece of advice. Ech liskot lidabek v'Hashem yidbarach. How to merit to cling to Hashem. Ve'etza zo hi mamash or chadash b'chaim. This is brand new light in our life. ויסוד הייחודים. It's the secret of unification. וכל מי שיש לו רצון אמיתי לדבק בהשם דברך, anyone who has a true desire to cling to Hashem, בוודאי ייכנס לקיים את העצה הזאת. For sure, should go into applying this advice. כי היא מפתח נפלא לדבקות אמת. This is an amazing key to true דבקות. פשטות עניין הייחודים. What is the simple idea of ייחודים? לצייר במחשבתו, to draw in your consciousness, in your mind, a holy name. ותוך כדי שחושב בשם הקדוש יורה בליבו הרגשה. While you think on this holy name, you arouse in your heart a feeling, an emotion, according to that holy name. What that holy name represents. כי השמות הקודש הם כסולם ומפתח. The holy names are like a ladder and a key להגיע להרגשות ולהשגות, to get to emotions and comprehensions and intellectual levels. כי השם יתברך נותן כוח סגולי בשמות הקדושים. Hashem put an auspicious power inside these holy names, an ability, so to say, שעל ידי שאדם חושב בהם, by way of a person contemplating on these names, Hashem יתברך פותח לו את האור, Hashem opens up the light for them, that he'll be able to feel and comprehend more. ולדוגמה, for example, when a person goes in to start thinking about the reality of Hashem, that he's everything and there's nothing besides him, אין עוד מלבדו. So he starts to contemplate on this idea. Right? Toch kedei ze, while he's doing this, yachshov b'shem hakadosh havaya, think about the yudke vavke in your head, the name of Hashem, four-letter name of Hashem. What is the meaning of that name? Shashem itbarach hu kol ha-mitziyut, that Hashem is all reality. V'amachshava b'shem hakadosh, and while thinking about this holy name, notenet koach la'akara v'agasha, you give now a power and ability to your recognition and to your emotions, li'itlahet v'la'amik me'od, to get passionate and to go deeper in your contemplation. V'koach ha-yichudim hu mafteach ha-tzum la'atzliach l'chiyot b'dvekut. Doing yichudim, the power of doing yichudim is a great powerful key to be able to successfully live with dvekut. Kach shemishu rotze liskot ledvekut emet. So whoever wants to merit the true dvekut, to truly cling to Hashem, kedai lo meod litragel lachshov b'shemot hakodesh ulargisham. It's very beneficial for you to start to learn the holy names and to start to contemplate them in your head, draw them in your head, engrave them, whatever it is, envision them, and feel the emotion that's connected to that. Right? Ikar avodah hi lezakech et haguf. The main work is to purify your body from the physicality. Ve'et hanefesh machtiah, and from the soul that causes sins. Ki haneshama mitzad atzma, not our pure soul, but the ruach, the spirit that causes us to sin. Right? The soul itself, chelek Eloah mimamal. It's a piece of Hashem from up above. Ve'kol ma sheshomoneh miyudi et hargasha velukud, ze rak rachomer v'avirot. Anything that prevents a person from feeling godliness is just physicality and sins. Ve'koach ha-shemot ha-gadol meod lenakot et ha-adam lezakech et gufo. The power of contemplating our names is a great way to purify your actual body, your brain, your heart, and your liver, the main organs, from feeling negativity and to actually be more attracted to the spirituality. Specifically, when you think about them and you feel some kind of spiritual reality, like love for Hashem, then you need to go deeper in it. Suddenly, you start to feel love for Hashem. Ah, oh, Hashem, I love you. Go deeper and deeper into that contemplation. So you feel it in your flesh. That means when you start to get goosebumps from spiritual contemplations and meditations, you know, right, your flesh is being affected by what you're doing in your head. That means that you're really doing something, right? The more you go deeper into this and you do more and more of it, according to your power, you'll see that a whole entire new world will be open for you. In the beginning, you're going to feel, I'm not used to this, I don't do these things, I don't meditate. That you don't understand so much what's going on. Even if that's the case, if you seek and you beg and you ask Hashem, be'emet, what's going on, right? And you tell Hashem, she'no mevin kol kach, I know Hashem, I don't understand. But I'm begging you and I'm asking you and I'm trying hard. And I'm begging you, please. I want Hashem, I want for you to open it up for me. I want to understand the path, to be able to cling in my thoughts to Hashem by way of your holy names. You have to know from ahead, from the beginning, like any spiritual thing. It's not a given that for sure Hashem has to open up the gate for you in the beginning. Hashem doesn't owe you anything. He doesn't have to give you the light just because you asked. And even if he gave it to you in the past, sometimes the light is hidden from you. You can't get soft and like, oh no, it's not happening. No, if you work hard and then you find it, you have to believe in what you did. I worked hard, I tried to get the light, it's being revealed to me. I believe that it's by way, and again, it's not like, it's not because I seeked it out, because Hashem wanted to give to me, because He sees me that I am trying to get it. So after a while, here and there, He's going to give it to me. Go into these unifications according to your power until it comes to you. And if you don't get anything, you don't get any light, then you have to work at it, not of a place of technicality, but a place of longing and yearning to get it. For example, when you think in the name of Yudkevavke with Cholem, Yudkevavke, like we did in the beginning of this year, right? I'm not going to repeat it, but what we did in the beginning of this year, the breathing that we did, then you arouse in your heart this feeling of Matay Yizkeh L'Argish Dveikut. When am I going to merit to feel Dveikut? You think of the name, you're meant to be feeling Dveikut, but you can't feel Dveikut. So what do you feel? You say to Hashem, I would like to feel, I want to feel. Whoever works hard is going to merit to get the gift from heaven. Again, not the reward, the gift. He's going to start to illuminate upon you the fire of pleasantness, of enjoyment from up above. Everything, like everything else in Avodat Hashem, we have to be very careful to not jump levels, not to skip steps. In the beginning, you set for yourself a certain time that you work on it. It's better in the early days of the early hours of the day, with yeshuva dat, with a settled mind. There, you start to think of names and the feelings that are connected to those names. And you pray to Hashem to really merit it. After that, you add a little bit more. When you start to go learn, you start to go pray. So too, you'll add and you'll ascend more and more until you really feel that you're living it out. You're living Yichudim out. I mention. הרב, זה בסדר להעביר את זה עכשיו? שמות וייחודים? הרב? זה בסדר להיכנס עכשיו לשמות וייחודים? Okay, there's four different ways, right? First is the one that we did in the beginning of the class. That's the first Yichud. Shem HaShayachim Yidat Dveikud. This is the name that has to do with Dveikud. And this is Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? And all of his letters are marked with Cholem. If you don't know what a Cholem is, look it up. V'yitzayar et Hashem HaKadosh v'machshavato. Draw this name in your mind. V'toch kidei ha-machshava v'Hashem HaKadosh. While contemplating on this holy name, you can nislagish b'cholibo ech hu nidbak v'Hashem nidbak. Go in your heart and feeling how with your whole entire heart you're clinging to Hashem. And the more you do this, yireh ech be'ezrat Hashem mitlehetet nafsho b'dveikut l'Hashem nidbak. You're going to see how your soul is on fire to cling to Hashem. Right? And you have the ladder. The second one is called the ladder. Sulam. Haliyah lefi seder olamot. Ascending according to the worlds. Every person of ascension, everybody that's trying to work on their soul, according to the power of your soul at any given time, you have to be climbing and ascending, climbing and descending, going up and down like on a ladder. You take upon yourself that I have Torah and mitzvot and I have things that I'm commanded to do and I have to do them, whether I feel like doing it or not. After that, you go into thoughts of love and awe and respect of Hashem and Dveikut. And after that, you go into Itbonenut v'tshuka v'itlavut. You go into contemplation and you go into yearning and you go into excitement and passion. And after that, you go into Bitul. Then you do the same thing from the top down. The general principle of Yichudim is, on one side, I have to go deeper in every single unification until you feel that you're completely filled up with the light. On the other side, you can't stay in one place. You have to keep moving. You tell me that you can't stay there for too long. You have to go up and to go down, and you have to go up again. Right? So that's the sulam. That's the ladder. And then you have the Yichud of the Merkava. Yichud HaMerkava hu Yichud Yisodi Me'od. It's a very fundamental Yichud. V'inyanohu, its idea is la'gdish et kol chilkei adam la'avodat Hashem Yitbarach, to sanctify and to dedicate all of the parts of my body to the service of Hashem. La'ashrot et or Hashem Yitbarach aleihem, so that you have godly light coming down on your body, on all of your organs. V'tchila yichaven havaya v'nikud kamatz. In the beginning you have Yud Kei Vav Kei with kamatz in your mind, right? which is Keter, right? Shu Aniku, which is Sfirat HaKeter. Shavarosh HaAdam is in the head of the person, and Gulgalta. V'yangish v'yorah b'libo, arouse and feel in your heart, toch yidei yidbonidutol v'otiyot, while contemplating on the letters like this, the feeling of Keter, which is this desire, this will of Mesirut Nefesh to Hashem, to completely give over myself to Hashem, l'asot kli l'ashrat oro, to make myself a vessel to the dwelling of His light, v'achar kach yichaven avaya b'nikut patach, then you contemplate avaya with patach, right, which is chokhmah, and that is the right brain. Then you go into the feelings of bitul, of nullifying yourself to Hashem, right? And when you're doing this, it should be in the proper place. For example, in Keter, is in the top of the head and above it. And there you try to draw the name. And Chochmah, you draw it on your right brain. Right? And so on and so forth. Try to attach it to the body part. And then you do, and sorry, when you're doing that, you go into feelings of bitul, of nullifying yourself to Hashem. Then you do it in Tzeir, right? The Bina, the left brain. And that idea there is Yishtokikut v'bitul ha-yesh. There it's this yearning and nullifying the yesh, nullifying the feeling of I, right? That I have, that I am something, that I have something. V'achal kach sfirat ha-yechesed. Then you have the sphere of chesed. Hashem Yitbarach, the name that relates to that is Segol, right? And that place is the right arm, and the idea there is love of Hashem. And then you have Sfirat HaGvura, and that name that has to do there is Shva, Yukevavke with Shva, and that place is in the left arm. And the idea there is the awe of Hashem and the respect of Hashem. V'achar kach, you have Tiferet, which is the name for that is Yukevavke with Nikit Cholem, right? Like we've been doing all night. And that place is in your torso, your chest, but the body in general. And the idea there is Dveikut, because it's your whole body, it's your everything clinging to a core of Hashem at the core. And then you have Sfirat HaNetzach, and Hashem Yitbarach there is Yudke Bavke with Chirik, right? And that place is the right foot, the right leg, sorry. And there is the power of Nitzachon, of perseverance, of tenacity, of dominance, and pushing through in a holy sense. And then you have Sfirat HaHod, and the name for that is Kubutz, right? And that place is the left leg, which is recognition of the truth and the inner aspect of everything. V'achar kach you have Sfirat HaYesod, that there the name is Yudke Vavke with Shuruk, right? The dot in the middle, and there the idea is Itkashrut LaBorei, connection to the Creator. Then you have Sfirat HaMalchut, and the name there is Yudke Vavke with Hashem Tzvakot, right? Which is Shva, and then the first one is Kamatz, and the second one is Cholem. But in general, you can just do Adnut, right? If you want Aleph Dalet, you can do that name just for Malchut if you want. And there, it's taking upon yourself Malchut Shemayim, that the fact that you have a king above you that commanded you to do certain halachot, and to take upon yourself the Torah, whether you feel like it or not, right? Kach yaseh et kol gufo mirkavah lemidot hakedushot. Therefore, you make your whole entire body a vehicle for the holy midot. Go as long as you can, according to your ability, in every midah, to drill it in here, deeper, and to feel it. By way of this, you're going to see wonders. Set for yourself time to think about this. Also, on your different free times, think about this. And this way, you're connecting it to yourself in a very special way. Right, like the Arizal said in the beginning, when we introduced this idea, he brought here that the Arizal said, this is a great, it's a powerful key to open up everything for you. Then you have Havaya Adnut, one of the more common Yichudim, an additional unification that we have, is the unification, the Shiluv, the mixing of the letters of Yudke Vavke with the letters of Adnut, Aleph Dalet with the Nun and the letter Yud. This connection between the two is the Yichud Kutsha Brichu Ishkinte, connecting Kutsha Brichu, right, the masculine influencer, so to say, with Ishkinte, with the feminine revealed aspect of this world, which is what we're all experiencing. Right? The inner aspect of this is to feel how within all of the creation, inside all of creation, I can see the godly light that's giving it existence at any moment. Feel in everything that you're going through. For example, the movements while you're walking. The whole entire external aspect of this world is the name Adnut, מחוברת לגמרי עם האור הפנימי של הבורא כל העולמים, שהוא שם הוויהו. It's connected completely internally to the name, to the creator of the whole entire world, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right, so there you have the world of Yichudim. So we've talked about Emuna, contemplation, Yitboninut, working on Torah and Tefillah, finding Dveikut there, right, which is the best way, the most consistent and best way when you go to Torah and Tefillah and different mitzvot. Then we had holy names, which is what we just did, Yichudim, right? And then we have to invest time in building a relationship with Hashem. It's a great work, Dvekut, and you have to come approach it with a passion and with excitement. By way of this, you receive amazing powers in your soul to do this properly and to go deeper into this and to understand it properly. What's the sign for this? What's the sign a person really wants Dvekut? How much time do you set to work on it? כמה זמן הוא משקיע לדבר עם השם יתברך? How much time do you invest in having conversations with Hashem? להתבונן במציאותו? How much do you contemplate Hashem's reality in the world? That there's nothing besides Him. לחוש את הדבקות בו. How much do you spend time to tangibly feel in your flesh, to get goosebumps from the fact that you're connected to Hashem at your core? With emotions and with yichudim, with the thoughts, the names and everything. Mashal, for example, a parable, right? אדם שפוגש את חברו רק פעם בשנה. A person who goes to meet with his friend only once a year. אז זה לא יקרה מעט ידידות, right? It's not, לזה יקרה מעט ידידות. This is like, you're not so dear friends. You know? It's like, you meet, you're good friends, but like, not the best relationship we have. אם נפגש עם עוד פעם בחודש, if you meet him once a month, אז היום נקרא חבר. That's already a friend, that's already a connection. That's not an acquaintance. אבל מי שפוגש את חברו בכל יום, someone who goes to meet with his friend every single day, לזה יקרא חבר אמיתי. That's a real friend. וכן הוא בענייננו. So too, it's in this idea that we're talking about today. כמה שיהודי דבוק בכל ליבו על השם יתברך. As much as the Jew is clinging to Hashem his whole entire heart, בזמנים יותר קרובים, more frequent times in between, more less intervals, right? Less time in between your connection to Hashem. כך הוא יקרה יותר אהוב אמיתי של השם יתברך. So too, that person is going to be called a true lover of Hashem. ובזה הוא מגלה את עמקי ליבו. By way of this, he's revealing the depths of his heart. שהוא באמת רוצה להיות קרוב אל השם יתברך. That he really does want to be close to Hashem. התמדת הדבקות. Working on דבקות for a while. Right? Being consistent with this. והנה אחרי שנפתחה לאדם הרגשת הדבקות. After a person has opened for him this feeling, this emotion of closeness and clinging to Hashem, you have to know how to guard it and to strengthen it. This is done by way that you try to not lose consciousness and lose focus of Hashem. כי כמו שאדם לא מסכים שחברו יהיה עמו לפעמים בידידות ולפעמים מזוונו לנפשו, right? Just like you wouldn't agree that sometimes your friend just comes and he comes and he hangs out with you and then he just leaves you and doesn't talk to you for a while. You wouldn't be okay with that. That's a kind of weird friend, right? He uses you, he comes when he needs you, and then he just dips on you, and you can't find him when you need him or when you just want to hang out with him, he doesn't want to talk to you. That's not a true lover, that's not a person you really have a relationship with. Azayin la'avdil, so too on the other, to differentiate, it's completely separate, right? Kach hu gam ruchaniyut, so too is in spirituality. She'ifshar lomar al adam, shu'o ohevet Hashem Yitbarach be'emet, ki im ka'asher hu mikayem, le'shimcha ve'lezirchecha ta'avot nefesh. Right, a person who they can't bring into this pasuk that we have here for your name and for your experience, your memory is my whole entire body's lust. Right, that person is called the true lover of Hashem. Like all he wants is a connection to Hashem's expression, is to mention Hashem, to talk about Hashem, to feel Hashem. He doesn't apply his heart to the vanity of this world. All he really wants, he's coming, approaching completely, just to dveikut. He wants to cling to Hashem. And by way of this, he'll merit to kedushat emet, to true sanctity. Shashchina kedusha shetishre bo. The Holy Shechina will dwell upon you. V'torat Hashem bekirbo. The Torah of Hashem is in your midst. And you have to know that all the hard things that are done in this world, everything that we're going through, that stop dveikut be'elokim chayim, that stop dveikut to the true God, the living God, like it's written, על כי אין אלוהי בקרבי, מצאוני הרעות האלה. the fact that I couldn't find Hashem in my midst, all these bad things happened to me, right? When we had our war with Amalek, right? That was it, right? No, Ayim Eloai.
Sefer
Tvarim. Right? It's the rebuke of the same. Right? Because we thought that Hashem wasn't with us, then Amalek came to us. That doubt that maybe Hashem's not with me, right? That was the opening for a war with this negative force. V'ilu ha-dveikut hi ha-shmira gdola. Dveikut is the great protection. It's the wall, it's the firewall. If you're dvuk b'Hashem, you're not scared of anything. Right? This is the secret of success in Dveikut. You try according to your level and your place where you're at. Don't lose consciousness of Hashem at all during your day, as much as you can. Whenever you can, you're in a 24-hour meditation all day long. That's why Shulchan Aruch starts when how you wake up in the morning, and it ends with how you're going to lay down, and then even which side you're sleeping on during the night. Right, everything is connected. Why? Because we are Jews. We are meant to be connected to Hashem all day long. Everyone, according to their level, has to work on where they're at. Right, constantly be working on this. It's for sure. None of us, regular people, right, we're not able to constantly 24 hours not lose consciousness of Hashem. Only a complete righteous man, a complete tzaddik, is able to hold on to that 24 hours. Anybody who's trying to serve Hashem can try. That you shouldn't go through anything in your day that you went through a certain event and you didn't think about Hashem. Any meal you go to, anytime you go to eat, any path that you go to walk on, think about Hashem. Or talk to him, cling to him, at least once. Even more so when you come to learn his will, his light that's hidden inside the Torah, and to pray to him, to connect to Hashem. Tefillah from lashon of connection. And we have to make an emphasis on this, make a point. You have to approach this slowly, slowly. How do you start? Investing set times. A set time. Right now you want to make it once a week, you want to make it once a day, however much you know yourself, during Shacharit, during the Amidah, whenever it is that you spend extra time to pay attention to the mitzvah from the Torah, like we learned last week, of having Dveikut. Mitzvah from the Torah written 3 times in the Chumash. That you have to cling to Hashem. Shazman Nisuyam, Leat Leat Itale Od Od. With the time, you ascend more and more. You have to be very careful to not jump levels. Ribui gvanim v'machshavot. It's the last little section we're getting to. Ribui gvanim shel machshavot v'atmada b'torah. You have a ton of different shades of thoughts, and our persistency and our consistency in Torah. Bishvil atzliach lachshov b'dveikut Hashem itbarach. In order to be successful in thinking in dveikut, thinking with dveikut in Hashem, tzich ledat l'shotet b'arbe minim machshavot v'argashot. You have to know how to sail through a lot of different emotions and thoughts. If you stay on one thought, you're not going to be able to successful to hold on to it for a long time, to dveikut, if you're trying to only do it in one way. You need life and vitality with your thoughts and your emotions. Once you have to work on your thoughts of love in Hashem, once you're going to go and work on your contemplations and awe in Hashem and respect and honor in Hashem, and sometimes you have to go and contemplate on emunah, and just the fact that I believe in to make unifications of holy names, like we explained. Right? And whenever you think of holy names, try to take longer, go longer and deeper in the name. And then you go from one name to the next, and the next. And you go up and down the sulam of the names, right? Up and down the worlds. And even though the dealing with holy names is very, very important, mekol makom, kedei liskot be'emet ledveikut, to really merit to cling to merit to dveikut, without losing consciousness, you can't stop learning in Dveikut. You can't stop learning. You can't stop learning Torah. If you think that you can only do Yichudim, right, just the shortcut of thinking on names, without learning Torah, which is the ultimate way, you don't have it, right? Omnam tzrich adam lizeru lefakeach et adato mead b'inyanei olam, aval b'shakol yeh עם שמירה על השייכות להשם יתברך. You have to know about what's going on in the world, right? We're saying learn Torah constantly and think about Hashem. You have to know what's going on in the world a little bit, what matters to you in your life, but you have to connect all of that knowledge back to Hashem. ועל זה נאמר, כי הגדלת על כל שמך אמרתך. Right? On this it says, what's higher than your names? אמרתך, your sayings. The only thing that's higher than thinking or contemplating שמות הקודש is the Torah. The Shem sayings. כי בדבקות על ידי שמות הקודש יש גבול כמה יכול האדם לזכות להתדבק. If you're only using שמות הקודש, there's a limit of how much you're going to be able to really achieve. אבל על ידי התורה הקדושה אפשר להתדבק בהשם יתברך בלי הפסק. By way of the Torah, you can cling to Hashem without any interruption. Omeram tzeich lizkor, but you have to remember b'chol avodat ha-dvekut, in all the works of dvekut. Hashem Yitbarach is asking the Jew only according to the level that he's at. You're not Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not Zusha, you're not the Rebbe, you're not Rebbe Nachman. You're you. You're meant to be you. And that's what Hashem is treating you as. You. The guf of benefesh, in your body and your spirit. You have to be careful to act in the proper way that is fitting for you. Don't start to go up on many, many different ascensions on my altar. Meaning, don't run too fast. Don't skip the steps. Everybody, lat lat. With the help of God, when you work and you ascend properly, slowly but surely, then you'll merit to go up higher and higher. שלא חיות כל כך גדולה מהדבקות, you're going to have such vitality in life from the דבקות, עד שלא יוכל למנוע את עצמו ממנה אפילו לזמן קצר. And so you can't prevent yourself from working on דבקות even for a small point, for a small piece of time. What's the wrap-up of today for now? בפרק זה התברר בדרכי הקניין הדבקות. In this chapter that we just went through today, we explained the ways to acquire דבקות, which are strengthening our אמונה by way of speaking to Hashem יתברך, spending time talking to Hashem. מחשבה והתבוננות בהשם יתברך. Contemplating and thinking about Hashem and His greatness out of love and fear. דבקות בתורה ותפילה. Clinging to Hashem by way of Torah and prayer. And to think about holy names, ייחודים. וכן התבררו דרכי השמירה על הדבקות והתמתה בה. We also talked about how to guard דבקות and to be consistent with it. Which is setting time, a set time to talk to Hashem. And to contemplate on the holy names and to feel them. כן נשתדל לזכור להשם יתברך ולדבק בו. You have to remember Hashem and to cling to Him throughout the day. Everyone according to their level and their place that they're in their life. And this is by way of mainly thinking about Hashem and His holy names and talking to Him and constantly learning Torah. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen v'amen.